truth. Glenn Beck.
Hi, it's Doc Thompson, pinch hitting for Glenn on this, the last of the Glenn Beck radio programs in 2017. Glenn will be back next week. Is it a week from Monday, I think?
I believe another week,
A little bit, something like that. It's kind of a weird week since the holiday falls on Monday, New Year's Day on Monday. A lot of people are saying, okay, I'll take Tuesday off too. Some people, hey, I already got one day off. I'll take four, get a full week plus two weekends. So it's always
some people,
weird.
You mean you?
And by some, I mean me, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know what, Cal? Thank you for keeping me honest.
Hey,
thank
just, you. You know, calling it out
and
like
by
it is.
Thank you, I mean, how dare you?
Hey, I'll be here.
You will be here. So yeah, I'll be off my regular radio broadcast a couple days next week. Then I'll be back for Thursday and Friday. Find out more about me at theblazeradio.com. We're talking about new laws that go into effect with the new year. As of Monday, and we're just going through a handful of laws in various states. Michigan has a couple of interesting new laws. Parents who allow female genital mutilation to be done to their children, their daughters, will risk losing their parental rights. You can actually lose your parental rights. FGM is a horribly unnecessary torture to children. It just is.
I agree 100%. But on the other hand of that,
it is
many people
culture.
Say that circumcision is the same thing.
True, exactly.
And there's no hubbub about
and
that.
And I think there should be. I mean, you're born that way. If it's your religion, I get it. It's your culture. It's your religious ritual. Fine, got it. But what about the people who claim that's their ritual when it comes to females then? You see what I'm saying? So I'm consistent with it. I'm saying I don't think you should necessarily do it to men. You know, I mean, there's arguments back and forth, the benefits and the disadvantages. And I don't think any of it's conclusive at this point. So there does seem to be a disparity between the two. Also in Michigan, high school coaches will have to undergo special training every 3 years.
Sensitivity training.
Concussion awareness training.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like gender awareness training.
That's probably part of it. That's coming as well. Concussion awareness training. What do you think about all of the concussion awareness with the NFL? And we need, you can't hit certain ways and you got helmets and different protection. What do you think about all that?
It's definitely an important subject because, yes,
a lot of people
damage
suffer.
That is done mm-hmm. is significant. And the science proves that now. So I definitely think that it's the education should be out there about it.
And on
the high school level, because a lot of kids play high school football and they want to make it to college and things like that, I think it's a good thing.
Somebody brought up a friend of mine couple months ago when one of these stories came up, and specifically about the NFL changing rules and equipment, and said, you want to fix this. It's not stronger equipment, more padding in helmets. It's, you know, none of that stuff. All that has done is give people the ability to hit and not have to worry about their head. Seemingly. They don't realize the damage is done inside, but it doesn't hurt because I got padding or whatever. He goes, you go back to leather helmets and you'll see it go away. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I know that sounds nutty.
You'll see the concussions go away?
Right, because who's gonna hit somebody when your head is exposed that way? Other than so the leather is keeping the a contusion from you getting it hit on somebody's cleat or something like that, but you're not gonna go head to head because it hurts.
I wonder what the rugby statistics are for concussions
because they wear a lot less.
I was gonna say because they wear like no protection at all.
Right.
And it's a rough sport, too.
Right, but you don't get concussions. Because concussions are when your brain keeps traveling when your head stops.
Right.
So, okay, my head doesn't hurt when I hit it because I got padding because of the helmet. But inside, your brain still goes like that, and that becomes the problem. So I was like, maybe that would work. In New York City, Cal's former home, so he claims, but it was really New Jersey. New York.
Hey.
Nobody really wants to claim New Jersey. If you're in
I'm all proud. I lived in New Jersey. I did, but I did live in New York as well. When I got married and had kids, I had to go to the suburbs. Can't
Not
afford
that
to live in New York
or anything like that. No. In New York, employees are going to be eligible to take up to 8 weeks off of paid family leave as of Monday. New law goes into effect. You can take it off for birth of a child, to take care of a close relative, a loved one, serious health condition, to help a spouse, domestic partner. You'll be able to take 8 weeks off paid leave as mandated by the state. Okay, that's nice. Mandated gets into some dicey areas. What do you mean mandate, and what are the regulations? And are you going to be strict about it? Shouldn't I just be able to take it off? You know, are you going to say, well, we got to prove that you really have a sick loved one? Maybe it's a mental health 8 weeks off. Right? You see what I'm saying? When you get into
right, you're forcing employers that have now they have to pay their employees
right
on this time.
Workers to pay for this are required to pay into the state's paid family leave program.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. In 2018, the payments will be 0.126. A little over 12.5%, is that right? 0.126
yeah.
of their weekly pay. By 2021, it'll be 12 weeks you get to take off.
This is another Social Security scam.
Exactly. A bit of a Ponzi scheme. So imagine this. You pay into this, but you're not taking the time off. You know what? I don't have kids. I don't got a sick spouse. Everything's fine in my life. No sick relatives. Great.
Do you get that money back?
I don't think so. So how long before you, as the worker who's paying in this every week, goes, wait a minute. Steve has three kids. Good for him. He's taken 8 weeks off. Oh, it's now 12 because it's past 2021. He takes 12 weeks off every time he has a kid. I'm paying into it, but I don't get the benefit.
12 weeks? That's 3 months.
Right. I'm not saying it's not needed when you have a kid. Listen, you have two daughters. One of them's young, and that's nice to be able to do. But what that means is people are going to start saying, I want that benefit that I pay into. And then what? Are you going to be strict about it? Hey, you don't have kids. Yeah, but I got a sick relative. Prove it.
Yeah.
So then you're making stuff up. I'm sorry. If you're going to have this nonsensical plan, then you ought to just say you're free to take 12 weeks a year, however you want. And then what? You become France?
And then this is a mandate, so you don't have a choice. You have to do this.
Right.
To pay into this.
You have to pay into it.
And I don't have a choice to opt out.
I don't think so. No.
No, that's not cool.
Dude, that's bad because I'm going to be ticked. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way to make sure I get – why? How come if I pay into it, I don't get the benefit?
And this is not including your normal vacation time? So you get 12 weeks of time off or whatever – personal time.
Paid family leave.
Now, and then you've got, you know, most companies will give you 2 weeks on top of that.
Right.
So
I'm going to be really ticked off if I don't fit one of these conditions. And meanwhile, Joan chose to have seven kids. So over the last 12 years, she's gotten to take 12 weeks every time she has a kid. Granted, she needs it. It's not fun to have a new baby. But I'm paying into it as well, and I don't have kids or whatever. So then I'm going to start looking for a way. Oh, I got a sick domestic spouse and my dog's sick. Right. Which I think
is fair if you're paying for it.
Yes. Or let me opt out and I'll keep the cash. New York, you have failed. You have screwed the pooch on this one, man. This is going to be bad for you. They think it's wonderful.
This is for residents of New York City?
New York State.
New York State. Well, yeah.
Yep.
And because some people work in New Jersey and then commute into New York to work. Sorry, live in New Jersey and commute into New York to work.
Ah, good point.
So do you still have to pay it if you do? Because you have to pay if you live in outside of New York City but work in New York City, you got to pay not only your state local tax, you also got to pay New York City tax.
I'm pretty sure this is work in New York State. They wouldn't if you're a resident and you're working somewhere else, it wouldn't apply. If you live in New York but work in New Jersey, first of all, what's wrong with you? Number two, I don't think it would apply. I think it's if you work in New York.
So everybody who lives outside of New York, which is probably majority of people mm-hmm. that commute into New York City are basically having to opt into this.
Yep. Outrageous. Sorry, guys. That's a fail. Illinois, lots of new laws going into effect as of Monday. Murder defendants can no longer use the gay panic defense.
Gay panic defense?
I didn't realize this was the thing.
I wasn't aware of the gay
panic.
But
apparently, murder defendants have used, and I don't know if it was one of them that spurred this and people were outraged or it became common in Illinois or elsewhere. But people claimed, well, I murdered him because I was triggered. The violence was triggered when I found out he was gay.
So I killed him.
So I killed him or he was coming
on to me.
That's
a defense.
I guess. Well, they say you can't use it anymore. And sexual orientation can't be considered for provocation for any second degree murder. No sexual orientation, even if it's not gay. If you've committed crimes committed at places of worship, can be tried as hate crimes in Illinois. At first glance, at least this is consistent. with hate crimes. So finally, crimes against Christians, like the guy who shot up the church in Texas, or against Muslims or Sikh when they go in. And okay, at least you're being consistent. It's a hate crime, because in the past, they've excluded certain religions. But the bottom line is, hate crimes are still, that term, that idea, the concept is still a fail. It's a crime. Motivation only matters when determining if you're guilty, or potentially, on some level, how we stop these crimes in the future. But for punishment, it doesn't matter. Cal, if I were to attack your wife or children, does my motivation for doing it make the attack less serious to you or more serious to you? Your concern is, my wife was just attacked. My daughters were injured. Yeah, I did it because you make really good guacamole, and I don't like guacamole, Cal. Does that matter to you? You're like,
no, not at all. You're a nut job either way.
Exactly. Other than, all right, so this guacamole is kind of a trigger. Should we put a warning label on? Other than, let's try to avoid those things in the future. It doesn't matter. It's bogus. Transgenders in the state of Illinois can more easily change their gender on birth certificates now. Used to be, if you were transitioning and you wanted to change it officially on all state records, you'd have to have a doctor submit, yep, I gave him the old snip job. Yep, I made the cuts, and now they are this different gender. Now, according to the new law, you can change if a medical or mental health professional confirms that the person in question, the transgender, has received, quote, clinically appropriate treatment.
So it's up to them.
This is the identify. Cal and I, although we have strong opinions about transgender and people who transition, I feel horrible for you. I don't want you discriminated against. It's got to be awful to feel that way. So I get it. I stand with you on that. And if you think transitioning is right, I'm not going to stand in your way. You have to answer for your life, just like I have to answer for mine. Having said that, we have strong opinions on what makes a man and what makes a woman. Can you, as a man, suddenly say, I feel like a woman, and therefore you're a woman? And Cal has reluctantly said, once you have the operations, you're willing to concede that that person has changed genders, right?
Yes.
What this law says is, you can officially change it on state documents in Illinois once a professional said you got clinically appropriate treatment. That's the quote, clinically appropriate. What does that mean?
So no operation.
Not necessarily.
Clinically appropriate treatment.
Treatment. Is that hormone treatment? Is that counseling? So there are going to be people walking around with male appendages legally identified as a female in Illinois, and vice versa. Now, we have reciprocity in America when it comes to, and have always had, things like marriage. That's what started some of the gay marriage dominoes to fall. Once it's legal in one state, all states recognize you're married. Does that, all things like that, also apply to gender? I mean, so it says on my driver's license that I'm a male. I go to another state, driver's license are accepted by other states, right? For identification and to drive and whatever. Okay. Well, that means on your driver's license, you are physically still a male, but you had, quote, clinically appropriate treatment, and you're still a female. Those other states will this force other states to recognize that?
I think so. If they go by your ID as you know, factual.
Right. Wow, this is crazy. Health insurance companies are barred in Illinois as of Monday from denying coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. This is an attempt to shore up some of the parts of Obamacare, at least on the state level. Cal, what is the problem with health insurance? Last week on our radio broadcast in the morning, I went off on one of the biggest problems being you don't know what it costs.
Yeah, you can't tell what your procedure is going to cost before you go in.
My son was born just weeks ago. I don't know what it costs. I won't know until they bill me and what my insurance paid. And even then, I won't know the final price. It's not easily displayed. Shouldn't that be something we should fight for?
Yes.
Illinois is not. What they are fighting for is prices to be displayed when it comes to hair salons, barbers, dry cleaners, and tailors. They have to provide it, but not health.
They do. I know how much a haircut's going to cost.
Really?
I know
have
how much.
Have you ever had your hair cut in Illinois?
No.
Stop the lies, Cal. Just stop the lies. Quick break, back with more on this, the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
So the idea, Illinois has said, hair salons, barbers, dry cleaners, and tailors as of Monday, will be required to provide customers with a price list for services upon request. Don't they do that already? How many people go into a barber, dry cleaner, whatever, and go, all right, I want all this services done. Wait, no, just bill me. Let me know. Whatever the price
or if he is. How much for a haircut? I'm not sure. We'll see after we're done.
After we're done, I'll turn it over to your insurance. They'll send you a bill, let you know whatever else you owe, what they don't cover. No, I think it's pretty bright. But do you know why this is an issue? They're trying to combat what they call the pink tax. No, not the singer. Not that bad progressive singer. The pink tax is when women are charged more for services. So they want it all laid out so you can see if women are charged more.
It's more work, though.
Yeah, first of all, to listen to their blah, blah, blah while they're dropping off the dry cleaning or whatever is a whole lot more. But, ladies, you know this. Which is easier, to cut my now almost non-existent hair? I mean, it's like clippers. Zip, done, sir.
Floby.
Ding. That'll be $4, sir. I mean, really. Or yours, where it's big, thick, full, lustrous hair that you're getting dyed and a permanent and all of this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You know, it's going to be more. And it should be. But they claim that's discrimination. But it's ironic that they combated that. They even have new laws governing health insurance in the health industry in Illinois as of Monday. But they didn't think to say, let's try to promote the idea of health insurance or medical providers providing a price list. How about that?
Might be a good idea.
They're going to recognize Barack Obama Day starting Monday. They'll be August 4th. His birthday is going to be Barack Obama Day in the state of Illinois. They don't get the day off or anything. They just, Barack Obama Day.
Yay.
The Department of Natural Resources in Illinois will allow, as of Monday, legally via the state, designated areas in state parks for a specific purpose. What specific purpose will they set aside an area in state parks for? For what purpose?
A place for your dog to go do his business?
That's a good guess. No.
Place to protest?
That'd be a good guess, too. A space where people can spread cremated remains.
Really?
Fly, Bill. He loved this park. Here you go. Be one. Now, are you...
After a while, isn't that section of the park going to get a little dirty?
That's a little dusty, right?
Dusty.
You know, kids, we were going to picnic over here, but I think maybe we go upwind.
That's the dead zone. Let's go up that.
We're downwind of the cremated remains area. That's going to be bad when you cut into that key lime pie. That's going to be trouble for you.
I got it. In my mouth.
What is in the...
It's very dusty
ketchup.
Here.
Ketchup. What is... This is horrible. What... And second of all, do you really want to dump your...
You got someone's Uncle Bob in your tuna salad.
I know. He would have wanted it this way. He loved tuna salad. Would you want to, if you're that driven to spread the remains in an outdoor place, do you really want it to be in a place where everybody else has been spreading their remains?
And you think you're really going to be able to enforce that?
You know, just my luck. My wife would spread them with some progressive that's already been spread there. I'd be like, oh, great.
Glenn Beck. the Glenn Beck Program.
New laws going into effect across the country as of Monday. Lots of states have new minimum wage laws going into effect. Federal minimum wage, $7.25 right now. Bunch of states have said we want a higher minimum wage. Minimum wages are a scam. It's a bad idea. They do not have their intended effect. But to the extent that we are going to have minimum wages, of course, states should be able to pass a minimum wage. In fact, the federal government should leave it on states. Make it whatever you want, states. The federal government doesn't need involved in this. 18 states are going to have a new minimum wage beginning Monday. Eight states are inflation adjusted, where they're going up because of previous laws that tie it to inflation. New Jersey, Ohio, Florida, Alaska, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Missouri, all inflation adjusted. Other states are seeing an increase because of specific legislation. Colorado and Hawaii, New York and Vermont all had higher or will have higher minimum wages because of the legislature. Rhode Island, Arizona, California, Washington, and Michigan all going up. Minimum wages are a bad idea. The idea is a minimum wage to what? What's the point of a minimum wage? You're not taken advantage of? Well, here's the thing. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of, don't work for the company. But Doc, without it, they could pay nothing. Great. Then don't work for them. If enough people said, I'm not going to work for them because it's too low, they would be forced to, if they wanted to hire people, raise the salary. Raise the hourly wage. That's how it works. History has proven that. As evident by the fact that, does everybody on the planet, now let's just go to America, does everybody in America only make the minimum wage?
Obviously not.
No, they make more than that. So if companies were just out to screw people, wouldn't they only pay them the minimum? They pay them more. For example, after they passed the new tax bill, multiple companies came out. Wells Fargo, AT&T, somebody else, I think Fifth Third Bank. Multiple companies came out and said, we are raising our in-house minimum wage to, I think, $15 an hour. Significantly higher than whatever their state or federal minimum wage is. Why would they do that? We're talking for hourly employees at the lower end who would be the ones most likely to have a minimum wage type salary income. They're willing to do that. Walmart, who gets a bum rap for, you know, such low wages and so on and so forth. Walmart, for years, has had less than 1% or 2% of all of their employees making minimum wage. And they made a commitment a year or two ago that by right about now, probably, that no employee would make minimum wage. They would all be over minimum wage. That's pretty good. Why don't they just pay a minimum wage? You know how much they would save?
Yeah, legally, they don't have to.
Exactly. So there's the fallacy, number one, that it wouldn't happen without the law. But again, minimum wage for what? So people make more. Is that a livable wage? Because the fight for 15 people say, we need a livable wage, $15 an hour, minimum wage, and $15. So $15 an hour is a livable wage?
No.
I don't know where you're living. Lots of these people that say that are living in places like New York City. $15 an hour, even if you're working 40 hours a week, that's $600 a week.
That's before taxes.
Right, that's before taxes. You're making $31,000 a year. That's what that would be? $15 an hour times 40 hours a week times 52 weeks out of the year. $31,000. I mean, that's a livable wage?
The average rent in New York is $2,000 and maybe $2,500 a month.
Right. Really, really high. So obviously, and remember, 15 they were saying was the livable wage. At the minimum wage at the federal level, it's, what is that, $14,000 a year if you worked for 40 hours a week. So it's obviously not a livable wage. What is a minimum wage then? It's not livable. It's not needed. What is it? It's just a way for progressives to say you've got to pay more. And then every day they constantly say it's not enough. We got to amp that up, make it higher. And if minimum wage was such a good idea where it finally helps people because they cannot live making less of this, it's an insult, then why don't we just make the minimum wage $1,000 an hour?
Because now you're just being unrealistic, Doc.
Ah, that's what I've heard from others when I suggest this. And then they, okay, how about $100 an hour?
That's still just unrealistic.
Well, why?
Who's going to pay $100 an hour for a burger flipper?
So you realize at some point the company can't afford that. But yeah. You think randomly you can just mandate 15 without knowing any of these individual companies' profit margins, what the books are. You can just go in and say, you must pay 15. Because you think they're making enough to cover that? What if they're not? What if so they go out of business and you don't care? Here's what happens. Companies don't pay more and then just say, well, we're going to make less. They have bills they have to pay and stockholders to answer to and profit margins and all kinds of things. So they have to try to maintain that same profit margin. They simply say, you, the employees, are going to work fewer hours and the work that we need done that won't get done because you're working fewer hours, we're now going to say Cal must do double the work. We expect more from you in the same amount of time. They cut hours, they cut full-time employees,
or they'll find automation solutions.
Or they find automation they've got to cut. So this is a failure across the board. If it is a good idea at $7.25 an hour based on their logic, then why not pay everybody $1 million an hour? And guess what? Just after a few weeks, everybody's rich. And all of our problems are solved.
No.
They know it won't work that way, but somehow they believe they can do a little bit of it at the other end. I have an example from an obvious progressive how this is a failure. Over the week, last week, a bunch of people reporting on the new minimum wage. And somebody sent me a story from Yahoo Finance. Ah, the great financial brain trust that is Yahoo. Okay, so they have their little reporters there, and the story is reported, and then they're all talking about it, and they have a couple of chicks there and some dude, and they're talking about this, and the main reporter, the woman, she's given a bunch of the facts and figures, and this is like a 30, 40-second clip I want you to hear. Then they go to Rick Newman. He is also a reporter, writer there, whatever, Yahoo Finance, and he starts defending the idea of a minimum wage and challenges the woman on her suggestion that AT&T and these other companies said they're going to pay more and give bonuses now because of the new tax law. But I think you'll realize that he talks squarely out of his backside and contradicts himself multiple times. Listen to his arguments based on minimum wage, and then you'll realize, but wait a minute, then your other argument doesn't necessarily make sense or mean anything. This is Rick Newman from Yahoo Finance.
The states are taking control of this issue, which used to be kind of a federal issue.
Yep.
I mean, there is still a federal minimum wage, but it's so low. I mean, it's $7.25, right?
Yep.
And that hasn't gone up in years.
Since 2009.
President Obama wanted to raise it up to $9 or $9.50. He couldn't get that. And the Republicans don't seem likely to raise it at all. So states and cities are kind of saying...
So pause right there a second. So to the states' rights points, he sounds like he's glad states are going to, local communities, because some cities have higher minimum wages too, that he's happy they're doing this. Hey, they didn't get it done at the federal level. Republicans aren't going to do it. Obama wanted it and they wouldn't let him. So good, they're taking it on their own. Do you say the same thing about states' rights when it comes to other issues? Probably not.
No.
But okay, he's happy they're doing it.
Kind of saying, well, we're just going to take care of it in our own states. And that's what's happening.
And do you think that's right? Do you think it should be a state issue? I mean, we know that depending on where you live, the cost of living could be astronomically higher if you're in the Northeast compared to, say, somewhere in the Midwest.
I mean, I think the shift here is that the federal government is becoming a backstop.
Yep.
And if there's enough political motivation in the states to do it, and in cities, cities can do this too, let's keep in mind, then they're doing it. Of course, the way you want people to get ahead is not by earning minimum wage. The way you want people to get ahead is to have more skills so they can actually
Hold it right there. So you want people to, minimum wage is not going to get them ahead. So why are you advocating this? You want them to have more than that. Okay, gotcha. All right.
by earning minimum wage. The way you want people to get ahead is to have more skills so they can actually demand to be paid, get out of the minimum wage. And that's kind of an ongoing problem, which is a different problem. But this is, a backstop.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the corporations that are now taking a stand as well. So it's getting more and more micro. Wells Fargo just announced that it will be raising its minimum wage to $15 for its employees. So companies are taking it into their own hands, and many of them are crediting the tax bill, saying that because we are saving money, we're going to be giving it back to their employees, which is a big question that we are wondering.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
So the companies have announced that, right? Back that up about 10 seconds. Now, the companies have announced that's why they're doing it. And he questions, no, they're not. Okay, they've told you this is what they're doing, but you don't believe it still. Okay, listen.
That are now taking a stand as well. So it's getting more and more micro. Wells Fargo just announced that it will be raising its minimum wage to $15 for its employees. So companies are taking it into their own hands, and many of them are crediting the tax bill, saying that because we are saving money, we're going to be giving it back to their employees, which is a big question that we are wondering.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I'm not sure if it'll translate.
The reason they're doing it is because is for the right reason economically, which is they have to raise pay to get the workers they need. Yeah. That's what you want to happen.
They're doing it to get better workers. They're raising it. Won't give any credit to the Republicans. And the tax bill. They didn't do it for that. No, it's not that.
No.
No. They're doing it because that's how you get better workers. So they're doing it to get better. They're just taking it on their own to get better workers. Doesn't that then show you that you don't need a minimum wage?
Kind of proves a point.
Right. He just talked himself around and goes exactly against why we need a minimum wage. From his perspective, I mean. Okay, a little more.
I'm not sure if it'll translate.
The reason they're doing it is because is for the right reason economically, which is they have to raise pay to get the workers they need. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to happen. And we're basically getting into a labor shortage in some parts of the country and some parts of the economy. That's great news because then workers get raises for the right reason because the economy is really humming.
Yep.
There will still be some people left out.
Did you catch it at the end?
He talked
himself into a corner and realized he was being an outright hypocrite and was going to be called because of his and is like, but there'll still be some people left behind. Why would they be left behind? You just said,
Economy's humming.
It's humming. We got a labor shortage, and this is going to get it done. They're doing it for the right reasons. Some people will still be left behind. And then what? You believe that $7.25 is enough for them, right? It's not? Is 15 enough? Okay, well, if 15 is good, isn't a million better? Dude, it doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. You're just an over-emotional, illogical, hand-wringing progressive that will not let free markets go because you're ultimately about control.
Glenn Beck.
As of Monday, California will officially be a recreational use marijuana state. It'll be the 8th state to have legalized marijuana for recreational purposes as of Monday. And the dominoes are starting to fall. Within 5-10 years, the federal government's going to be forced to do something. It's still a Schedule 1 drug. Meanwhile, cocaine and others are a Schedule 2 drug. Schedule 1 is the most
still
significant. Yeah, it's just bizarre. And it's because of the alcohol industry and these others that say they don't want to make it legal because it's going to cut into their sales, or so they think. And that's what's behind it. But the dominoes are falling. And you have Bob Marley's family have licensed his name and likeness for a strain of marijuana and some other products. Snoop Dogg has something, Snoop Leaf or something. And now Whoopi Goldberg is.
Huh.
Whoopi Goldberg is lending her name and financial backing to a new line of medical marijuana products designed specifically for women.
I thought you were going to say lesbians.
So it's marijuana for women.
It's specifically engineered. Special strain.
No, it's that's like saying, I'm going to start a pizza franchise. It's pizza for men. Wait, what? What does that have to... No, you don't understand. It's cars for men, women. What does that have to do with... There's no difference.
Maybe this one, you know, makes you feel really emotional and...
Maybe it stops... No, you're already emotional.
When you smoke marijuana?
No, you're a woman. You're already...
When you're talking about it, okay.
Maybe it stops with the blah, 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 blah. Maybe
well, then it would be for down. Men.
Oh, then it would be specifically designed for... Yeah. I see what it is. Okay. Maybe it helps them tolerate, I don't know, men's problems. And although men don't do very many things wrong, so I don't know what that would do.
My wife would disagree with you.
What a great way to end 2017. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Please follow me on Twitter. It's at Doc Thompson Show. And don't forget, if you want to find out more about me, you can do so by going to theblazeradio.com, theblazeradio.com. We'll be back on the air a week from yesterday because we have a couple days off next week for the regular morning broadcast on the Blaze Radio Network. Have yourself a happy and safe New Year's, and we'll see you in 2018.
Glenn Beck.